From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. We want to bring you an update on a story that we brought to you last week about racist rhetoric coming from retired Boise Police Captain Matthew Bringelson. He recently spoke at the American Renaissance Conference in Burns, Tennessee. The organization's website is part of the New Century Foundation, which the Southern Poverty Law Center calls, quote, a self-styled think tank that promotes pseudo-scientific studies and research that purport to show the inferiority of blacks to whites, unquote. American Renaissance portrays whites as superior to black people and says people of color commit more crimes than white people do. Since news came out last weekend, the Boise's mayor's office, the Boise Police Department, and many other organizations have condemned Bringelson's views, and Mayor Lauren McClain launched an investigation. And this morning, the mayor held a news conference to talk about the case. And our All Things Considered host, Troy Oppy, was there. And he is joining us live now with the very latest. Troy, thanks for coming on the program.
Glad to be here, Gemma.
So, Troy, what did the mayor have to say during this morning's news conference?
Well, the Mayor McClain reiterated earlier statements about the importance of doing a deep investigation into the now retired Captain Bringelson to determine whether those racist views he espoused online under a pseudonym in video interviews and written blog posts impacted his police work here in Boise, and whether or not department resources were used to advance that. Finding out whether those views led to any unfair or discriminatory enforcement, she says, is critical to rebuilding trust in the department. And that sentiment was also shared today in comments made by City Council President Pro Tem Holly Woodings, Interim Boise Chief of Police Ron Weinegar, and Mayor McClain says she still believes those ideals are not pervasive in the department. She says her office and the City Council have been working with the police department and the police union to set up parameters of the scope of this investigation.
So, Troy, the mayor said she was hiring an outside firm to investigate this case. What exactly will they be looking into then, or looking for, I guess?
Well, the mayor identified a former inspector general from the Department of Justice who is now working in private practice named Michael Bramwich as the person who will lead this investigation. Bramwich works with a Washington, D.C.-based firm called Steptoe and Johnson. He's recently led investigations into the Baltimore Police Department as well as the Phoenix Police Department. The mayor says she received several recommendations of potential investigators but chose Bramwich after their first meeting.
Given the length of time that Captain Bringelson was a part of the department and the views espoused on both video as an officer and then written, I look to experienced firms in investigations in police and also believed it was important to find somebody that had ties over time to civil rights work, and his experience with the Department of Justice was important to me as well.
The investigation that Bramwich led into the Baltimore Police Department was related to years of corruption in that department's gun task force. More than a dozen officers went to jail there. But that report detailed how the corruption festered within the department and what allowed it to persist going back over two decades.
So, Troy, do we know how long it will take then to get this outside firm, you know, onboarded?
We don't exactly. And the mayor does want to move quickly, of course. Negotiations over a contract are ongoing. Mm-hmm. The city council will approve an up-to amount that the city is allowed to spend on the investigation. McClain did not have that amount today. We don't know how long the negotiation to reach a contract might be. Reporting from the ABC television affiliate in Phoenix put hourly costs for Bramwich in the investigation that he led there at between $550 and $650 an hour.
Wow. Okay, so this is not something that's going to be cheap.
No, it's certainly not, and I don't get the sense that that the mayor or city staff are willing to scrimp on expenses. They want answers.
Mm-hmm. And Troy, the mayor wasn't the only one at City Hall today who was speaking, correct?
Right. She was flanked by law enforcement and city leaders as she spoke. Current Police Chief Ron Weinegar said, these have been some, quote, tough days this week. He reiterated there's no room for racist or white supremacist views in the Boise Police Department. He said the department wants answers and will fully support the investigation. He was joined by Corporal Brian Holland, who's the local leader of the Boise Police Union. Holland said the current rank and file have been rattled and frustrated by the revelation of the former captain's views and then how police have been painted with a broad brush since those came to light.
We have to still get up and go work and deal with the public every single day. Happy to do that. Certain things can make it difficult to do. Statements made or insinuations and things like that. So that's why we're here, putting a face to the union, to know that our members, 240 strong, are out there working every day to keep the trust that we have in them.
And for that reason, I think it's easy to see why police are eager for this investigation to move forward and move quickly.
Troy, what was the mood at the news conference today?
You know, it was serious. I think the mayor is taking everything very seriously. They were rattled and surprised by these allegations and posts by the former police captain, and they really want to know how deep it goes. There's a sense that the community has lost a significant amount of trust in the local police department over this, and they want to get to the bottom of it and provide answers as quickly and efficiently as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. And Troy, did they give any indication of, and maybe not the city, but maybe someone in the department, of anyone having any knowledge of Bringelson's views during his tenure with the department? And I ask that because it was 27 years.
Right.
And he was a captain. I mean, so he was in charge of a lot of people.
Right, and certainly promoted to other leadership positions along the way. Chief Weingar kind of went through line by line what the evaluation process is when the department is hiring police and what they're looking at for promotions. It's background checks, it's written statements. It's a whole lot that they go through, and says, you know, that wouldn't have been any different along the way for him. They had no indication that he knew of anything racist or white supremacist views in Bringelson's history. I did ask Corporal Holland as well if Bringelson had ever had any leadership roles within the police union during his time as rank and file, and Corporal Holland said he had not.
Mm. So, Troy, what happens next in this investigation moving forward?
Well, the city council and negotiators will reach a contract agreement with that lead investigator, and they will sign off on how much they are willing to spend on that investigation, and then it gets underway. The investigation into Baltimore police that Bramwich conducted was, I think, a much broader problem with, you know, more than a dozen officers ending up in jail in that corruption investigation, but that report took 2 years to complete. It was nearly 500 pages. This, I think, would probably be a little bit faster, but there's no immediate firm timeline on any of it.
Well, and we don't know what will come of this investigation, right?
I mean, exactly. You start pulling threads, and you know, you could go down a far different paths than you were expecting.
Right, exactly. But Troy, my understanding is that every we did have Brian Holland on with some other folks last week,
mm-hmm.
and as well as city council members, and everyone, you know, said they will all be transparent. They wanted to make that very clear, at least when they came on to Idaho Matters. Was that brought up at all today in the news conference about the need for transparency from the city all the way to Boise Police Department?
Yeah, I think it was reiterated. The mayor, of course, has said that initially once these views came to light a week or so ago. And, you know, it speaks directly to the need to be able to rebuild trust in the department. They have to be as transparent as humanly possible in going through this investigation so that people understand how deep it is, who was looked at, what was looked at, and what they found and what it means. Because, you know, obviously, if there are racist underpinnings to police enforcement in the city or any department anywhere, it doesn't matter, but it happens to be here in Boise right now that they're looking at, you need to get to the bottom of that to rebuild public trust.
Well, Troy, as always, appreciate you coming in and, of course, covering this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, glad to do it.
We've been talking with our All Things Considered host, Troy Oppy, about an investigation into a former Boise police captain. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.